Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. Always got time for Consumer Watch, thankfully.
Yes, always. So, listen, I found myself the other day, I'm human as well, I'm like everyone else, I'm still getting a little bit confused with expiry dates on food.
Okay, well, that's the biggest problem is that word expiry. That's actually not a legal term. It's actually a date mark. So whether it's a used by date on a perishable food, which you must never ignore, and it's illegal to sell food with a past its used by date because that's a food safety issue.
Okay.
A best before date is not an expiry date. Food does not expire, especially not shelf-stable food, which carry best before dates, right? I'm talking about flour, biscuits, canned goods, cereals, maize meal, sauces, pasta, all that kind of thing. That sits in your pantry and not in the fridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Best before dates mean just that, best before. So the manufacturers are telling us that the products are at their best up until that point and maybe slightly less perfect after that, and as time goes on, they gradually deteriorate in terms of quality, right? Mm. Not safety. So they don't go from safe to eat up till that date to could make you really, really sick the day after. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
But people persist in believing that, and it causes a lot of food to be wasted.
Yeah.
A third of food, this is a really horrible statistic, a third of all food produced is wasted, and this people believing that you can't consume food after its best before date, and that it becomes unsafe to eat, is a very big part worldwide in why so much food is wasted.
Yeah.
So that food past its best before date, that shelf-stable food, remains perfectly safe to eat and nutritious, usually well beyond that date. It might just not be as crunchy or as fresh tasting, whatever, but it doesn't belong in the landfill. It belongs in hungry tummies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go on about this so often. It's a terrible, scandalous waste.
Yeah.
And nothing short of a tragedy, Darren, in a country like South Africa where about 22% of households have inadequate or severely inadequate access to food. And more than, this is the part that really kills me, more than 20% of children are physically and intellectually stunted due to malnutrition reverse that no matter what happens after those first 100 days of life. So The widespread selling of heavily discounted shelf-stable food just past its best before dates could make a massive contribution towards stemming both food insecurity and all the health issues that go with that, and food waste.
This is a very important topic. You have spoken about this before, but what's happening
to
make you focus
confess.
on this again
okay.
This week?
Why I'm focusing on it now is I found out that KwaZulu-Natal has its first shop, which sells food past its best before date, or what they call short days, almost there, just before the best before date, at heavily discounted prices. That's the point. We shouldn't be paying full price for this food. If it's past best before, we shouldn't be paying best prices. We should be paying heavily discounted prices. So it's not illegal to sell this food, although some authorities believe it is because they don't understand how it works. So you can very legally sell food past its best before date, just not past its use-by date, those perishable foods. But it is illegal to remove or alter the date mark. So people must know this food, you know, was best before the 20th of Feb, but you know, today it's still okay, but I'm going to get a discount, right?
Yes.
So the shop I'm talking about is called Best Before Food Store in Mhlali, and some of the stock on sale is up to half the normal price. So it's a huge win-win. This food's not being wasted, and people can buy it for a really, really good price.
This is fabulous. I love hearing stuff like this.
It's a worldwide trend.
Yes. Are people supporting them?
Well, this is the thing, Darren. Owner Alan Tayek told me this week that mostly well-off people are beating a path to his door to snap up the bargains. And he's planning to roll out 5 other stores in KZN as a result. But the poorest people in the local community, the ones who need cheap food the most, cannot bring themselves to buy it, Alan said. He said they fear it. The misperceptions about food being rotten after the best before days, after the so-called expiry dates, which isn't an expiry date, run very, very deep.
Yeah.
Deep. So much so that he told me he had a store in Ishawe, which despite his best efforts in advertising and trying to spread the word about how it works and, you know, it's not unsafe, that store was a complete dismal failure, and he had to close it about 6 months ago because the community just refused to support it. And it's the same. They thought it was dodgy. Who's this person, especially a white person, to try and sell us rotten food? That is the perception.
Okay.
So Dave Bester, who's the owner of 8 foodie stores in the Western Cape, running along the same concept. He sells 31,000 so-called expired or short-dated products, mm-hmm. the ones that are just about to expire, through those 8 stores. He told me that non-acceptance of any form of so-called expired food in black communities is a huge issue. He said it's a very difficult thing for the community to get their heads around, and I get that. But what we're doing is not only completely legal, it enables consumers to buy safe, healthy food at a fraction of the cost they can buy it elsewhere, food that would otherwise be dumped, and his main supporters are pensioners.
Absolutely.
They get it, and they don't have the money to, you know, buy half the stuff they would be buying from his stores.
We just heard from our Minister of Finance yesterday, Tito Mboweni, that the grants go up, but then you hear how little those grants are, and you go, how do you even buy?
How do people?
A month's
we know what we? Yeah, and that's another reason why I wanted to mention it today. I don't particularly want to plug any one particular company, but what I hope, I mean, it's fantastic that we now have this in KZN, and I hope that it's such a hit that competitor stores spring up all over selling such food at heavily discounted prices in clean, organized premises and without being harassed by misinformed health authorities in the belief that what they're doing is illegal or a health threat, because it is neither. Okay. And it's time this concept rolled out in a big way in South Africa.
Okay. All right. So, there are two things we need everyone to know about Best Before, and it's only Best Before.
That it's not. Yeah. Yes.
And health
don't throw it out of your own pantry.
Health authorities.
Yes, because they were raiding up north. If you don't know if you remember,
yes,
the end of last year, saying
that.
I saw them taking maize meal and rice and that kind of thing, which is clearly not going to be a health threat.
Stop being
and
enemies
most
of progress.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's inform ourselves, because knowledge is power.
100%. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Listen, if you want to contact Wendy, best place is her Facebook. There is an email option on her Facebook. It's at Wendy Nola Consumer.
Darren Hall, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.